Hey, Bart, can you come out and play?
No, I'm playing video games. Go away.
This is
your all-access source for everything gaming-related.
Thumbstick Nation!
With your host, Bart.
These Gears of War could use a little lubrication.
Colonel, some grub riding a monster just wiped out every rifle at the museum.
Are you ready? The Gears of War saga began with its first game back in 2006. This game is a brutal third-person shooter which showcased the Unreal Engine 3 graphics. The first game was a commercial success that led to a trilogy of games, with the goal of pushing a new game out every 2 years. Microsoft was planning to have Halo releases between Gears of War releases. It was the cash cow that Microsoft had always dreamed of. With the trilogy completed in 2011, what else does a game or movie studio do when they need more sequels to make cash on? Yep. The time-honored tradition of prequels. And as we all know, prequels can be hit or miss. So Gears of War Judgment takes place sometime after Emergence Day, the day when this monstrous race called the Locust came from below and bursted to the surface to kick the crap out of humanity. Judgment focuses on young Lieutenant Baird.
Just give me 10 minutes to go back there and make sure the bastard's dead.
And Augustus Cole.
Thrashball. You're not a fan.
Who have been a part of the Gears series since the first game. The game introduces some new characters to the lineup, including Cadet Sophia Hendrick.
Colonel, I'm an Academy cadet. I had to see if my friends were all right.
And Garen Paddock, who appears to be a part of some foreign exchange officer program from a nation the Cogs once fought that seemed similar to Russia.
Paddock, are you here as Major Paddock of the UIR or Private Paddock of the Cog?
Whichever one you like less.
COGS is short for the Coalition of Ordered Governments, the last remaining human government left on the planet after the Locust attack. This is not future Earth or anything, but a different world called Sarah with humans on it. Their soldiers are called Gears and thus the name of the game. The Locust Horde are a reptilian humanoid race that seeks to kill everyone. They also have their own sorts of weapons, which you can use in addition to your human weapons as you fight through the levels. You play one of the four COGS soldiers I mentioned before. The game starts out with your squad being court-martialed in the middle of a war zone as they retell their stories. As a squad member tells their stories, you play through the campaign of what happened. It's an interesting way to start the game, but it was kind of annoying because it took so long to figure out what was going on and why I was being court-martialed in the first place. Plus, the story itself's not even that engaging.
This court has reached a final verdict. Any last words?
But that's the thing about Gears of War, you don't play it for the story. You play it for the gruesome combat, the ability to use a chainsaw attached to your rifle to saw through your enemies. The game is still a corridor shooter, which means you move from one area to the next in a linear fashion until you get to a cutscene, and then you move on through the next area with almost no alternate routes. You still use cover to help fight your foes, with your health regenerating over time after taking no damage. When you reload your weapon, you can attempt a quick reload through an active reload feature. You need to hit the button again at the right time on a small bar that appears to reload faster and to do more damage with the ammo you just put in. If you fail, you have to wait much longer than if you hadn't pressed the button a second time at all. You can also take a downed enemy hostage and use him as a meat shield by holding him with your one hand. One of the cooler features while playing the campaign is their challenge modes. When you see a giant red gear with a skull in the middle on the wall, you walk up and activate it. And for the next section of combat, it changes the combat parameters in a way that makes it harder for you. In one area, you were forced to use nothing but melee weapons. In another, the room was filled with dust, limiting my visibility.
Dust in our faces, dust in our eyes, dust in our guns. The grubs knew we were in trouble, so they came in close for the kill.
These challenges make sections far more interesting, but extremely frustrating in certain situations. If you die, you have to restart from the beginning before you actually activated the challenge. This adds to the difficulty, but it can be a problem in co-op. I was playing on hard when a friend joined my game, and I didn't even realize you could join a game anytime if someone's online. It was fun at first until we were defending a point in a mansion after I activated a challenge. Every time he died or I died, we had to restart. I wasted over an hour doing that section. Especially once his two other friends joined the game and they kept dying too. I eventually left and did it all by myself, completing it quickly. Co-op is fun and it helps this game, but I suggest inviting a friend over for split-screen play, just like Granddad used to do. Multiplayer seems smaller from the previous games, and this is in regards to some maps and some of the modes. It has free-for-all and domination, which is kind of like a team deathmatch, mixed with hold a point on the map. But Overrun is probably the coolest new addition. In Overrun, you play as a cog or a locust, in which the locusts try to overrun and destroy the cog base. There are three sections that only advance when each section goal is destroyed. Once all three objectives are destroyed or time runs out, the team switch roles and try to destroy slash save the goals that the opposing team did. The famous execution mode is nowhere to be seen, something longtime fans will cry foul about, though there are rumors that they'll be providing it through DLC in the future. Overall, I rate Gears of War Judgment as a 7. The campaign was short, easily done in less than 5 hours on normal, and the story wasn't even that interesting. Combat is smooth and the graphics are great, but it had that feel of been there, done that, with nothing compelling enough to make it stand out from its namesake. The characters were a little dull, though Paddock stood out as the guy with the best dialogue.
Men like you are why I fought the cog.
Multiplayer was fine, but I was kind of losing interest while playing. Overrun is a great new addition, and is probably the reason why people will keep playing this game for days to come. Of course, most will be gone in a few months or go back to previous Gears of War games. If you're a Gears fan, then this is a must play, as you probably already invested in the characters such as Barrett and Cole. But for most, it's a beautiful third-person shooter with more eye candy than substance.
There's a difference between war and cruelty.
War is cruelty.
I'm Bart, and this has been another Thumbstick Nation review. And coming soon, I got two interviews from people who work in Nintendo.